Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
I have a message for you today that I want you to remember and think about, especially as you go out there today. And it's to be careful, everybody, about what you're putting in your bodies and what you're putting in your minds. I saw a report recently that was talking about COVID and something about it being snake poison or snake venom. And you think, well, how in the world would we get that in our bodies? And the suggestion of the person that mentioned this was through our water supply. And I haven't looked into it. I don't know if that's the case or not. But those that are aware of what's going on in this world, we should not be drinking tap water straight up anyway. We should be filtering it, or we should be drinking some other type of water. But even that other type of water, you know, unless we're filtering on ourselves, how do we know what's truly in there? Because we're not testing it ourselves, right? And the real issue, you know, is are we taking the what we need to do to make sure what we're putting in our water and what we're doing with these things, or what we're putting in our bodies? You know, I see many people getting their food from other people. They get their food from other people. I'm not talking about children, your mom cooking for you or something like that. I'm talking about fast food chains. I'm talking about just buying your food that's been made by other people. How do we truly know what's in there? And we look at all these so-called mysterious diseases and mysterious illnesses out there. You know, and you know, there's without a doubt, it's not about the government. It's about the enemy. The enemy has been, you know, what is it? To kill, steal, and destroy. And this is what his plan is all along and trying to do to us. And what are people going to do without questioning it? That's going to put their lives on the line. You know, and it's interesting how we go from being such protective parents to our little children. Or our parents are protective of us, and then we grow up and we just lose that wisdom of protecting ourselves and protecting our families and just living a life of safety in Yah's word. From a physical and a spiritual sense, things aren't going too well. You know, people are getting involved in things they shouldn't be involved with, and people are taking tremendous chances with their life. Their physical life, you know, and we need to get careful, to be careful and use wisdom when we're making certain decisions and what we're doing. And who knows what the mind control is to make us do these things. We know that there are advertisers out there that literally go to school. They go to school to learn how to program people. There's something called neurolinguistic programming, NLP, that can make people, literally hypnotize people to do things that they would never do. And when we think about hypnosis and what they can do and how they do it, and people said, oh, I would never go to a hypnotist because that's just embarrassing to make me stand on a stage and bark like a dog. I would never do that. But those same people go home and they eat their Doritos and watch television and get the TV programming commercials programming them. You got people that can't afford a car going to the car dealership and buying a new car. You got people that are trying to take care of their bodies and their health, but at the same time, they're going to McDonald's to get their food. Not questioning, the majority of people are illiterate when it comes to reading a food label. And the other majority of people are brainwashed because even if they read something's bad, they'll still do it. What's worse than knowing, than not knowing is something is bad and doing it? What's worse is knowing it's bad and still doing it. And that's the problem we live in today. You know, you got people physically, you got people emotionally and spiritually doing things they know are bad and justifying it due to the hypnotism of the devil. And that's what he's trying to do to people. He's trying to make them think, well, just because all the evidence there is to prove that it's bad and it shouldn't be in your body, it shouldn't be anywhere around you, but you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Remember, kill, steal, and destroy, right? And this is what's happening. What would make somebody, a child of Yahweh, who he created, what would make them literally do things that just go against his word, against his creation? What would make a parent who's been blessed with the amazing gift of a baby literally sacrifice their baby to Moloch and literally murder their baby? The hypnotism of the media and the world today, and it might not just be through the commercials, it could be through our own parents that have been hypnotized, you know, before and so on. You know, we're living in a world of the demons hypnotizing people. And that's what's happening, and people are listening to them. You know, we need to realize that. And we need to not be around and open up ourselves up to these things. You see, that's what happens when we let the enemy do his work. I believe fully in spiritual warfare. Fully, because a person under their own right mind would never do the things people do and justify them. Killing babies, you know, putting stuff in your bodies that you don't know where it came from. And that includes the I don't want to say the word because I don't want this video getting taken off, but we'll say injections. It's crazy what people are doing and justifying and supporting out there. We start helping people saying, oh, it's, you know, people say, it's my body and I got a choice. If you think people are putting food they don't know where it came from in their mouth, water they don't know what's in it, drinking it, injections in their body, even if it's reported that it's going to be harmful for us. And we think these people that are already hypnotized to the highest degree even care about, you know, a baby inside them and murdering that baby. So, you know, we have to know who the real corporate is here. Corporate, not corporations, but what corporations and corporate here is. And the enemy, how he's going to deceive us and use people in our lives to deceive us. We should not be letting these demons, you want to call them hypnotists, we call them demons, whatever you want to call them, in our lives. In our lives. If we start seeing things that we don't agree with, the Bible says what? Flee from the enemy and, you know, in the situations, don't be hanging around. Rebuke him and get away. Rebuke him and get away. And know scripture. Scripture is the answer that's going to, you know, that's going to keep us in a certain place, in a certain way. You know, there's this thing that they have in Hollywood, and they talk about it with Britney Spears and all these other people, the hypnotist, the MR something, or hypnotism and stuff. And that's well known, the things that they're doing to certain people. And you say, well, that actor or that musician has sold their soul for fame or for money or for something else. Well, the demons through the TV programming or TV hypnotism and the enemy through all these different things has used you just as well here. And this is what people are doing. It's the only thing that would say, oh, why and how in the world would somebody kill their own child? How in the world? Nobody in their right mind would ever do that. But we're not in our right mind. You know, and we could take this to whatever level we want. Somebody has, they got no money, They got no money to buy their children food, and they're going to go to the supermarket and buy a six-pack of beer. You know, and or mother can't even feed her kids, but she's going to go get some marijuana or some crack or something else. Crack. And now you got families, parents giving their children these drugs, letting them drink alcohol, letting them smoke marijuana, letting them indulge probably in cocaine and who knows what. I mean, if they're doing it on a scale of letting the kids drink whatever they want, they'll give the kids the Kool-Aid, the Tang, and everything else, but at the same time, they'll give them the water, straight up tap water, that's been known and proven to have crazy stuff in it, and now it's probably even more crazy stuff. You know, and you know what? Whenever you deal with hypnotism, there's a word that takes you out of it. If you've ever seen a hypnotist, he says, when I say this word, I snap my hands and you're going to come out of it and come back to reality and you're going to stop doing those things. Right? So there's always a word. Well, scripture tells us what the word is that takes us away from the hypnotism of the demons out there. Yahshua. Hallelujah. Yahshua. That's the word that's going to take us out of it. That's the word. You want to say Jesus? Jesus. That's the word that'll take us out of it. You know, people don't want to use these words. People don't want to tell people these things. People just want to do everything possible to continue, you know, as a dog returns to his own vomit. These people go back day after day after day. They eat this food and drink this water and literally walk around in a drugged up state from the food and water and the mental programming from the television set. And literally walking around like zombies. Literally walking around like zombies. They literally look like zombies. They got so much face paint on. They're just walking around. And you know, I'll tell you one of the ways they're drugging themselves up is through their coffee. Can't live without my coffee. Like zombies. We're living in a world of zombies. And that's what's going on out here. Living it literally, people, they need to put face paint on to just even walk outside their house. They're going against everything that Yahweh says in their life on every single level and doing things that the scriptures cannot possibly justify. You know, sending your children to institutions to be hypnotized by the hypnotists who have already been hypnotized. That's what people are doing. That's where the majority of hypnotism is started when we were growing up, and that's where the majority of hypnotism continues. It's in the so-called public educational system. You know, so parents were hypnotized and they're hypnotizing their children and people don't snap out of it. You know, until people come to use that word Yahshua and they come to Yahshua and they break it. They break the demon's control over them. That's what they do. You'll see this and you see it with people. I'm telling you, if somebody walked up to Britney Spears and looked her right in the eyes and said, Yahshua is my Messiah, Satan, get out. I'm no longer under you. You'll see a transformation bigger than those transformations you see with those stars without makeup looking in the aisle magazines that they look like a completely different person. That's what you'll see. But it's not just on a Hollywood level. It's on a level of people today. You literally have people walking around like zombies. You know, and it, you know, it's it's one thing to make mistakes. It's one thing to do things that we didn't know about. But when we find out it's bad, we don't keep doing it. When we find out it's wicked, you know, we don't keep enjoying it. Even if we struggle with it and keep doing it, we no longer enjoy it. The enemy has us doing wicked, evil things that go against our Creator and has people enjoying those things and justifying those things. We cannot let that happen. You know, and as things get more involved and we get more woken up to the truth of Scripture, the enemy's trying harder and harder to keep us brainwashed. And his demons all around trying to think about new ways to brainwash us. If it's not the television programming, now it's the phones that people are just hypnotizing themselves with all day long. One of the keys to overcome hypnotism is take away the victim from the hypnotist. Get out of there, because the hypnotist knows how to control that person. You see it all, you know, if you've seen a hypnotism show, you got people walking across stage barking like dogs. And you think, oh, that was funny how that person was doing something under his own control. You don't think the enemy can control our minds and make us do things and program us to do things? And we'll say, not me, that's not me. You know, living in the fear of man is part of that hypnotism, because our Creator says we have to have no dismay and we're supposed to be in joy. Yes, there's sadness and sad things that happen in our lives. Yes, we should be sad about the people that don't know Messiah yet. But he tells us to have faith and to trust in him and his holy word and what he wants us to do. But it's not happening out there today. And there are people that know their scriptures and people that have woken up to these truths, but instead they decide to fall into the other traps of following the riches of man. And they don't want to talk about the reality of stuff. They want to control people in their own way with their hypnotism music. The hypnotism music to entice people to get up and give them money. That's hypnotism. It's probably more hypnotism in the church than in the world. When you see what's going on and what people are doing, and you see it. You see people shaking and laughing and doing all these things that are not under their own control. And people say, well, that was the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. And I know it's not the Holy Spirit, because if that person had the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't be doing the way the things they're doing. They wouldn't be living the way they're living. And the Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living in sin. But these people feel great living in sin. If you're going to be shaking and laughing and even speaking certain words that nobody knows and everything else, and you think it's the Holy Spirit, well, live your life like it's the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, if it's not the Holy Spirit, I don't know what spirit it is, but there's no spirit that's going to be making you feel him so much where you lose all that control of yourself and everything else, and then you're going to go live in this world against his holy word. No. But that's what's going on out there today. You know, and people need to break the demons' control over them and over their life. And I pray that somebody's watching today who has been falling for these hypnotism of the devil. Somebody who's been dealing with this would break it right now. Just say, Yahshua set me free. Yahshua set us all free from all the stuff we've been hypnotized to believe, for all the justification about doing things against our creator, the one who created us against his word, And that goes through doubt and fear and all these negative things that are not of our Creator. We break that right now in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You start coming out of that and realizing what's really happening, how our minds have been lost. And this has been around a long time. It started right in the garden. You see the enemy right there, deceiving Adam and Eve, or hypnotizing Adam and Eve, right? That's a better word. Right then and there, the hypnotism of Adam and Eve and all the problem that God is in. They should be messing around with, shouldn't have been there to begin with. You know, remember when Yahweh took the people into the promised land, he told everyone, he told them to separate and divide yourself from the unclean things and destroy them. That's what he told them. Separate, divide, and destroy those unclean things in your life. But people are hypnotized. They can't live without their TV or their phones, their TV programming and a phone programming. That's what they believe. They can't live without that. That's what they believed. How do you have this world today and people killing each other and killing themselves? How's an obese person going to eat more food? That's not addiction. That's hypnotism. You understand? How a drug addict is going to take drugs and destroy their lives. Hypnotism. And whatever needs to be used to do that, whether it's the physical drug, whether it's the alcohol, or whether it's the spiritual deception, the enemy is going to try to get the people however he can, and he's destroying the world we live in, the things we live in. And then somebody finds somebody who's not a hypnotist, and we go, oh, that person's a prophet. You know, why? Because he's not doing the things that the enemy's telling him to do. Now that's personally how we should all be. We should all be living according to the word. We should all be telling people about Yeshua. Yeshua, close your eyes and listen. Yeshua set us free. Yeshua set us free. Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation set us free. Now say it. Yahweh, set me free. Set me free, Yahweh. Set me free. Set me free, Yahweh. Set me free. Keep me safe, Yahweh. Keep me safe. Get all those demons out. Hallelujah. So that's where we need to be and we need to understand. We could do all things with him who strengthens us. They were good things, not bad things. So this is what I see happening out there today, and I see it. I see what's controlling people and everything else. So be careful. Be careful about the new institutions that are controlling your lives, whether it's the new fast food place down the block that makes you feel good about getting certain food there, or whether it's the Coca-Cola or McDonald's you've been eating your whole life and your parents have been eating. You know, the drugs people are putting in these different things to keep us hypnotized or keep you hypnotized. The zombie nation we live in. It's a zombie nation we live in. You know, this is why we're not going to be able to tell the difference between robots and people, because people are walking around like robots, and now they're making robots to walk around like people. And the AI, or the, what is it, artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence. You know, we see all this stuff going on here today, and you know, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And it's not getting any better, because we see the more hypnotism coming in the future. You know, and we have Yahweh, right? We shouldn't be afraid to be away from these things in our life. Everyone's brainwashed to believe they need certain things in their life to survive. Well, if they're not of Yahweh, they need to be out of our lives. Out of our lives. Out. Get out, out, out. Praise be to Yahweh for this blessed day, and praise be to Yahweh that some of us has woken up to these tricks of the devil, of the devil of the enemy. You know, and those of you that are teaching Yah's word out there and sharing Yah's word, the number one thing we should be sharing is Yahshua died for us. Yahshua died for us. And ask somebody, what does that mean to you? All right? I tell everybody, tell people Yeshua died for you. But then ask them, do you know what that means? If they say, I know. Oh, I know he died for me. And then say, do you know what that means? And then see their answer. And see if they really know. See if they really know. Be careful what people are asking you for and what people are asking you to do. A lot of people, there's a chain with demons and spiritual warfare. You know, it's like a big corporation. There's a head demon, Satan, and then there's the little demons, and it goes down the line, right to your parents, right to you. Am I calling your parents demons? No. Are they demon possessed? Yes, because they're programmed and hypnotized by demons. And anything that you're being taught or told to do, whether it's by your boss at work, by your parents at home, or by anyone else that goes against the words of our Creator, has something to do and more to do with the enemy than it does with Yahweh. So we need to wake up. If Yahweh would put or let this wicked enemy be hanging around this beautiful paradise of the Garden of Eden, don't be deceived to think that he's not in your house. Don't be deceived to believe that. Well, what do we do? How do we overcome that? What should we do? Yahweh, set me free. Yahweh, keep me safe. In Yeshua's name, thank you, Father Yahweh, for helping me. Yahweh, I give no more power to the demons of self-doubt. Yahweh, free me from the consequences of the programming and deception and hypnotism that I've been under. And help free me from any of these evil, wicked spirits, Father Yahweh. And heal my body completely. Completely. And let me walk, and let me talk, and let me feel my body as a pure temple that you designed it to be.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Wave your hands and call that beautiful name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Sing it to him. Call on that name.
Jesus. Call him Jesus.
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 Oh, Jesus. One more time over your children. Call that name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your going out of comedy, call that name.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your city, call that name.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,